Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Tell you what, lucky we've got the NBN and we've got 5G because there is a lot to download in this podcast today.
You're lucky you can download with a phone in your pocket. Most people can't.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What sort of phone are you carrying, mate?
I saw another 5G
documentary. Oh, let's not go
down. I'm telling you, excuse me, the reproductive rates in America are super bad because of blokes having their mobile phones, in their pocket. This is not man in the moon stuff. This is absolutely scientific.
Okay.
It's scientific proof.
It's not because their libido is low because they eat too much at Denny's.
No, it's scientific proof. Yeah, absolutely. And you guys laugh at me without any information.
I'm going to get a book to read about it so I don't have to search it on the internet. Being bookwick, I am going to dress up as 5G.
Oh, cool. So you just turn up as a fried piece of egg or bacon.
Your thoughts on the popular costumes for Book Week. It is on in schools all over the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's
so we'll get
cool.
to that.
Poor parents. It's a tough week for them. Now, I know, Peter, that you are organising the Hens Gone Wild.
You organised it. It is done.
I would just put the Gone Wild bit. Did you like what I did there? This is what's going to happen. You may organise this. I don't think you're equipped to deal with women altogether. Shazam, alakabam, whatever you want to call it, we go a bit wild.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yes, we want to hear the stories, and I think they might scare you a bit Girls Gone Wild Hens Nights.
And I've got it scaring me a little bit. My youngest daughter turning 18.
Oh, wow, okay. Whoa.
The pros and cons of a daughter turning 18 and what the eldest daughter buys for the younger daughter.
Oh, no.
Unheard of.
Birthday present.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, all that happening on the podcast with Bridge and Spider, which starts now. Hey, Spider, you're doing a really good thing at the moment, I have to say.
Spider is organising Bridge's hands. Let me help.
Yeah, it's at that time of the week where you're just putting a little bit of those, the icing on the cake, let's say. The icing on the cake, it's nearly done and dusted, ready to go for Friday, 3 o'clock. Kicking off here in Broadbeach, we've got the starting point, the finishing point, and your chance to join us. Come along and be a part of what is going to be an afternoon to remember.
You're talking about my hens party.
An afternoon to try to remember.
It's very interesting because it's a lovely thing. You've taken it off my hands and my bridesmaids' hands and you want to...
Can you drink champagne through straws?
Oh, see...
You drink it out of a shoe.
Okay.
You don't understand. This is the part of a hens night because you've never been to one, Peter. I appreciate what you're doing.
It's not all about drinking. There's going to be a lot of other games involved as well.
I'm telling you. Something happens. It's like Shazam. It's some alchemy and chemistry. When women get together, things can go horribly awry. Girls, girls, girls. It's true. It's the single mom that's got her kids minded for the first time in years. It's the other lady who's really annoyed at her husband and needs a night out. It's seriously, it's grandmas. You get them together and it is on like Donkey Kong.
So you reckon I double park them with cocktails?
Oh, you have to deal with these women. I'm telling you, they can either go absolutely nuts or are you going to be the one in the toilets when they're crying?
I tell you.
When you're consoling them over some issue from 1986, that can happen as well.
You know how you have a couple of travel tourist guides and they have a stick with a flag? I've got a stick with something of yours on it so people know where we are. And if they can't keep up with the stick and they get left behind, bad luck.
It's about them. They'll keep up with you. They'll be clambering all over you, upset or talking about their husband or something they're not happy with. I'm telling you. Girls Gone Wild, this is what can happen on a hens. I'll give you a quick example.
Okay.
Years ago, we decided to go to a male review. Wasn't, anything to do with me. Anyway.
Of course. No.
Manpower.
Okay.
We're in the front row, right? Manpower's doing their performance. These girls are crazy. It's the librarian who's lost it the most. It's the ones that are really quiet in real life.
Yeah.
They go absolutely nuts, start throwing things, pegging ice out of control, and then all of a sudden, I've never seen this in my life. Manpower, stop. And they say, we are not continuing this show until this table is ejected from this building.
Now, that's what we're talking about.
Escorted,
this is what we want.
No, we're escorted out. And then my friend, who's the little librarian, got in a massive fight with a bouncer.
What?
Yeah.
And oh, this is great.
We're not getting in no fights.
No, this is what I mean. You have to be careful because It does happen. Girls gone wild on hens nights.
Why don't we have some calls right now? Girls gone wild. What happened on the hens night that was the story you still tell your grandkids, you know, so to speak? Well, not necessarily grandmothers only, but if you had a fantastic night on the hens night, or there's a story in your circle of friends that you're prepared to share with us.
And you want to reenact that night, this is the place you're going to be able to do it.
You have to deal with us. That's the thing. Smiling now, mate.
I'm happy.
You have no idea what you're in for.
I'm absolutely 100% committed to this hens night.
Okay, well, we'll try and keep them PG rated. 13, 27, 10 best story gets to come along on Friday, Bridges Hens Day.
Yep.
Karen in Arundel, what happened on the hens day you were on?
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, well, yeah, a few years ago, obviously now, but, yeah, we all sort of started off in the afternoon and ended up at the comedy place at Ashfield in Sydney.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was called now, but, anyway, Steady Eddie was on. And so, you know, all the girls, you know, after obviously a few more drinks, we all started been Steady Eddie. Well, oh, my God, that was the worst thing we could have done, because he just got stuck straight into all of us.
Uh-oh.
And he ripped us down in shreds. It was so embarrassing.
Oh,
so in the end, we all just had to, we actually just all got up slowly, looked at each other, got up slowly, and we all had to just walk out, you know, with our, you know, as they say, your tail between your legs, and go and find another spot to go to. But, oh, my God, he got dug in. He just ripped into it.
Well, you know the funny thing is about with Steady Eddie, when you drink with Steady Eddie, he always says, now you look like me and I'm like you. The more he drinks, the more straight he is.
God.
Brilliant.
So,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karen. And Joanne in Maudsland, what happened on your, was it your hens day? Was it you? Did you go wild?
No, it was a girls' night out. I'd literally had my child probably 6 months earlier, so it was my first night out. We'd gone to a theatre restaurant in Newcastle, you know, a bit like Dracula's, but in Newcastle, so a bit smaller. So a little bit more intimate. We all had one too many, ended up in the back room with the costumes. So then we got a little bit more tipsy and ended up on stage with them, dressed up in their costumes.
Oh, Joanne, how did that go down?
Not so good. I think I don't remember the end of the night, so I must have been a good one in the end.
Yeah, sometimes
back to the motel room and, you know, woke up the next morning feeling worse for wear.
You know what? And Bridge, we've got a motto for your hens night, isn't it?
Well, it's Joanne, it's like the Woodstock one, apparently. The motto is, if you remember Bridges' hens night, you weren't there.
There you go.
Very concerned.
So that is a perfect motto, Joanne.
No.
That's a good motto.
Joanne, I'm not a drinker. So
You don't have to drink to have a good time. Drink responsibly.
Excuse me? I've been told there's champagne pong. I mean, what?
That could be dangerous.
Joanne, thank you very much. And guess what?
What?
You're coming along on Friday.
Yay!
You're there.
No way. That's so cool.
All right. Congratulations. We'll see you 3 o'clock, quarter to three on Friday. Don't be late.
Yeah, don't be late.
Excellent. Thanks.
All right. Another chance to come along to Bridges Hens Day tomorrow on the show. Bridges Spiders Book Week Hookup. Okay, parents. I'm a new parent, so this is a little bit ahead of the game for me, but I can understand the pressures.
Well, it's a big pressure. Book week, you've got to dress up as your favourite character from one of your favourite books. I remember Boston doing it the last couple of years, and he's always gone as one of the guys. I don't know the name of the guy, but from Maze Runner, which is the group of kids get caught in a maze and they got to try and run out of it. There was some huge books that were way too thick for me. Like, they had over 100 pages. It was like...
Whoa!
And hardly any pictures.
Wow.
No pictures.
What's the theme this year with Book Week?
Well, according to the CBCA website, Children's Book Council of Australia, the theme, reading is my secret power. So there's a lot of superheroes, I reckon.
That's so cute. I was speaking to my mate Kylie last night. How's this? She's trying to cook dinner. She's super stressed, helping with the kids' homework. She's a single mum and she's like...
Yeah.
Now I've got to do a costume.
And they've got to be good. You know what I mean? Like years ago when you just make an Easter bonnet hat out of a bit of cardboard and a few
toilet rolls,
cotton buds.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, people really put time and effort. And you look at Harry Potter and the different styles. I don't know. So hard. What would you go dressed as?
Well, are the old classics still the favourites? Because if that's the case, can I just reel off some favourites? I reckon these are still up there. Where the Wild Things Are.
What?
Charlotte's Web.
I am.
What about The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe? The Velveteen Rabbit was my all-time favourite.
You keep saying Velveteen Rabbit to me and all I hear is red velvet, as in the cake, and I get hungry.
Okay.
Because you're a hashtag influencer.
That's correct.
What about Choose Your Own Adventure? Remember those books?
Oh.
So at least then you can choose what you dress as.
Yes, you look at the book and go, I'm choosing to do something else.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Earlier, we were talking about this morning on the show and we've decided, hands in a circle.
Yeah.
We made a pact. We're going to the shops. We're going to buy some costumes to give away tomorrow to help out parents.
Yeah, but we want to know what are popular costumes at the moment. What are kids into? What are the books that all the children what do they want to dress up as? What are the most popular ones so we know what to buy?
That's what I want to know. The popular ones are still, all the Dr. Seuss ones or the Ronald Dahl ones, are they still like The Secret Garden or
J.K. Rowling's?
Green Eggs and Ham. That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, 13 27 10, parents or kids, give us a call right now. What is, what are the popular costumes at your school for book week?
Yeah, because if I go and buy a Rambo outfit.
Why?
Because that was the only book I read. I don't think it's going to really suit the kids.
And you didn't really read it, did you? You just watched the movie and pretended you read the book?
Yeah.
13 27 10, popular costumes and outfits for book week. Love to get your thoughts. Tina in Labrador, what's popular this year?
What? Where's Wally?
Oh,
still?
Yes.
That's great.
But it's really funny because there's like about 50 kids in Where's Wally.
Oh, that's good though. Wow. Where's Wally's one of the greats.
So they all look like they've escaped from jail. All these kids running around in prison bars, eh?
Yes, that's awesome.
Wally's easy to find if they're all dressed like
Wally. Yeah, see, I'd go dressed as myself and they'll go, what are you dressed as? And I'll say, I'm a part of the book of Where's Wally? I'm just not Wally.
Yeah.
One of the other guys.
Eliza and Benora Point, hello. What is your child dressing up as from book week this year?
Any normal child would go as something like The Fifth Wife on the Hungry Caterpillar, Harry Potter, something super common.
Yeah.
Both my sisters, for the past few years actually, instead of going as something normal, they actually just choose some obscure costume. Mum's up till 3 a.m. the night before looking at it. They win every parade, but it just is so much effort. I'm like, why can't you just go as something simple?
Oh, yeah. Give us an example, Eliza. Like, what's one of them?
So she went, so there's a book called The Spiderwick Chronicles. My sister went as some character that's a fencer in that.
Fencer.
So, like, yeah, so Mum had to do like a fencing outfit.
That's excellent.
There was a book about nature, so she went as a tree one year.
Like, we love it.
Pretty ridiculous.
That is great.
Your poor mum.
All right, Eliza. I don't know if that counts as one of the popular costumes, but
I don't think we'll be shopping for a tree later on today.
Nikki and Merrimack, what outfit have you got to do for your child for this book week?
Pocahontas, thank heaven.
Oh, Pocahontas, that's pretty easy, isn't it? A bit of ripped material.
Well, when I was in grade 2, my mum dressed me up in a garbage bag and drew patterns on the garbage bag with a Nikko pen and cut a fringing at the bottom. And I thought that was the best costume ever. So I tried to talk my little grade 3 girl into that. And she's like, nah, I'm not wearing a garbage bag. So
how unreasonable of her.
Oh, no. We've gone with a bit of Hessian and a leather belt and, fancied it right up.
Yeah, Hessian's perfect.
The expectation of children these days outweigh what we ever grew up with.
Kim's in Maudsland. What's the popular costume?
Hi, everyone. We're going as Matilda this morning. My granddaughter, Zeta Rose, is all dressed up as Matilda.
Oh, how cute. Is that hair in pigtails?
No, not today. She's got beautiful long blonde hair, so all we did was leave it half in and half out.
Oh, yes, that's so cute. Oh, thanks,
Thank
Kim.
You very much. Hey, hopefully she enjoys book day too. It's book week, but they're having book day today.
Oh, cute.
All right. Well, so there we go. There's a few thought starters for us. We're going to head over to the shops after the show and buy some outfits.
Yeah. Well, by the sound of it, you two are going to go to Bunnings and get some Hessian and some garbage bags.
How good. Kids got to grow up.
We'll go get a sausage roll with that.
Yeah. Zip top.
My youngest daughter turning 18 in a couple of weeks. Very exciting. Yes, Anae
turning. Going to have her first beer and first drink.
She actually doesn't drink a lot, Anae, which is very, very good.
So it's the first and last. A lot of firsts for her and the last childcare payment.
Yep, that's been done and dusted, which is fantastic. Mm. It's an emotional time when child maintenance no longer has to ring you.
Oh,
it's brilliant.
So lovely.
Don't laugh, Benny.
I'm not laughing.
If you ever have to go through it that day.
I'm just imagining the day that they don't get to call Spider anymore and they get emotional.
Oh, they will get emotional. If they read their statements, some of the things that have been put on that over the years.
All right. Moving on. I didn't mean that. That was still a sore point. Sorry about that.
It's only been going for 18 years. So
alrighty.
It's a relationship that's going to be really sadly missed.
Yes.
But, yeah, really interesting. I love it because my eldest daughter, Caitlin's 25 and Nay's 18. What do you think my eldest daughter, being 25, would buy my 18-year-old? I said, okay, we've got to buy her a present. Nay, what do you want? And Caitlin's gone, I've already got a present. What would you think?
Oh, okay, that age.
18.
And Caitlin loves going to festivals too.
Yeah.
So to be tickets to, a big festival.
Sand Tunes.
Sand Tunes, Splendor for next year, Blues.
Nay's wheeled off about four festivals the other night. I had no idea where they were, what they were about, but she's got four between now and Christmas. So not festivals.
I think for an 18-year-old wants, like a yard glass
or
something.
That's what I would have thought.
Something drinking related, wouldn't they?
How good would a yard glass be? And I'd say, Nay, I would even buy you a yard glass.
No.
For the 18th, maybe a bottle of Midori. Or maybe some Contro, something like that.
You know what she wanted?
What?
You know what Caitlin brought her? A tattoo voucher.
Hang on.
Good luck with that.
That's what, that's street, and Nay goes, no, but Dad, you can just add to the tattoo voucher and then, I can get my tattoo. And I can't argue I've got tattoos.
Yeah, but how old were you when they got, I've got tattoos too, but I made sure I was in my 30s. So I knew what I was doing for work and.
I was 18.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Cherie is going off. Cherie hates tattoos.
Yeah.
And even though her brother's got them and I've got them, she's going off. You are not getting a tattoo for your 18th. And I said, well, what happens if I buy the tattoo gun and I do it myself?
Oh, don't.
Give her a tattoo gun. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, after a bottle of Midori. Yeah, combine the lot.
Why can't she drink? It'd be so much easier, wouldn't it, than getting tattoos. So there you go. What an 18th present, a tattoo.
Oh, wow. As long as it's not the neck. Because, when these kids get it done on the neck and then they're like, I can't get a job.
Well, I still don't know. I've asked her when and where and what. And she still hasn't got back to me, so I am even more scared.
Wow. Good luck. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday,
Nay.
All right.